might go to a fancy clothing store to get measured for a suit, but where do you go to measure your horse? It still takes place here, in a portion of the city that has farm roots that date over a century. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This was a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy L Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, nutjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2 and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. In the fall of 1910, the Oklahoma National Stockyards Company opened its stockyards in Oklahoma City. Two packing houses, employing 2,400 people, opened adjacent to the new livestock market.
Well, originally, the way it worked is that you rented a pen, and you brought your cattle in, and you put your cattle in it, and you stood down in that pen until you sold them to somebody.
Dick Stubbs shares the story of the stockyards from his restaurant, the Cattleman's Cafe, in Stockyard City. Over time, the sales methods changed.
Auctions were created, and this was one of the first cattle auctions in the late 50s. And so the stockyard still is down to like 2 days a week, but they do sometimes as high as 15,000 head on Monday and 6,000 or 7,000 on Tuesday.
Sales are still strong, but as farming changed, the area changed too.
Back then there was 20,000 people working in the stockyards. Today, Stockyards Company owns all the property that the packing houses used to have.
Cattleman's Restaurant has been here over 100 years. Several other businesses in Stockyard City also have deep roots.
All the retail stores here are primarily in Western clothing, boots, hats made from scratch, saddles made from scratch. It's not uncommon to see somebody measuring a horse out in the alley behind one of the stores, and they're building a saddle to fit that specific horse.
Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.